102.9. The freshest hits. Namibia's heart and soul.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
And this might be exactly what you needed to hear on this beautiful Monday morning, all right? We're setting ourselves up for a great week. And more than anything, we're setting ourselves up for financial freedom, you know, to have better control of our money, to make our money work for us and grow and all of those things. And that's exactly why we have Juliana Deripi, who's our financial expert on the show. And this is what her tip is for the rest of the week. Take some notes and also her number at the end, and make sure that you continue the conversation with her in your private time.
Yeah. Let's learn.
Good morning, and today we're going to speak on post-retirement. You ask, what is post-retirement? It is where you say goodbye to deadlines, tension, and hello to your pension. But before we do that, let us kindly get into our disclaimer. I am not here representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor sharing my expertise over the years. Okay, let's get back to today's topic. Post-retirement is the one thing we all look forward to, but it's the one thing that we dread planning for because we don't see ourselves making it till that age. However, the most important question that each and every one of us individually need to ask ourselves is that, can we afford to retire comfortably? Can we afford to retire without being black tax on our children, our dependents? Can we afford to retire and still accommodate all our needs based off our financial planning towards our retirement as of now? That is a question that has not been fully answered individually for yourself. This is what to do. Get hold of a professional or three different quotes with possible investment options. Remember, when we are looking at post-retirement, it's possibly an individual that has a year or two to go to retirement. It's not someone that has 20 years to save up to this, up to retirement. It's someone that is post, literally there.
Yeah.
Within the next year or two, you should have your retirement plan already set. Here are some few things that you can look into. Look into getting a quotation or quotations that have annuity benefits on it. Look for a health plan. Set money aside. Look at investment options. And most importantly, understand your percentage payout in your annuity and how it affects your lump sum, your capital. With that said, tip of the day is that it is a mindset issue, not a money issue. Please don't look at post-retirement as the end. Rather, look at it as the beginning of a new chapter. On that note, my name is Juliana Deripi. If you like today's topic, kindly call me on 0816448286, where I can share more of my professional insight on the topic. As it is from me, it's au revoir till next time. Bye. Bye.
Please give that number again, Antiquana boy.
Juliana's number, right?
And she says it so fast, dude.
She says it so fast. And I'm like, girl, can you take a breather? But yes, her number is 0816448286.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ashekwan. 8:57, if you just joined us and you'd love to recap that conversation, it will be on our website in the next 5 minutes or so.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.